person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of Noisy Radio.
Noisy Radio.
Hello, listeners.
Yo.
Yo. We're back. This episode is a special episode because we are celebrating the official release of the physical product of our album. The CD and vinyl is finally ready and is hitting stores today.
Yeah. And to celebrate that, we are playing a bunch of tracks, a selection of tracks from that album in Noisier Radio today, amongst which is the first track on the album, The Approach.
Yes, and this is a track that actually got its title from a listening session with my grandparents. We were working on the album at the time, and I was playing them the music, and of course a lot of the drum and bass is a bit too intense for them, and also my grandmother has a bit of hearing problems. But when I played this first track, which had a temporary title at that moment, my granddad kind of sat up in his chair and was like, "That sounds like somebody's approaching from the distance, from the horizon, and you don't know what he's going to tell you, but it's quite serious." And from that, I really liked that response. And I thought, well, that's a great title. You should call it The Approach. So that's what it's about.
This is Tentacles, also taken from our album.
You are now listening to Noisy Radio.
We'll be right back.
Yes, next track, Myro, Playa, Annex Remix, on UKF.
Yes, the jump up. And now, Kie, who we have also recently signed with a track on Invisible, is here with a half-tempo track called Crucial Movement. This is on Critical Binary, and it's awesome.
Big up!
Oh.
It's time for another track of Misanthrope's album. This is Not Bot.
This is another track from our album. This is Voodoo.
Bye.
that snare, though.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes, Nick.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes. Yes. This is Takel with Invocation subtitles. Very nice to hear from this producer that I hadn't heard from before with a track that is this powerful. Thank you.
More edits.
Open hi-hat.
Open hi-hat.
This is Late Night Witness by Monty. We'll be right back.
Vibes. Woo! And more vibes incoming.
Vibes.
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 This is Motion Blur by Noisia. Huh.
This is Current Value.
Yeah,
space.
Also very laid back.
Very laid back track on Cyberfunk.
Just kick back, relax, and listen to some Current Value.
Get in the sun, put on your swimming trunks, make a cocktail, kick back, put your feet up, and chill out with space from Current Value.
Bam. And now it's time for The Entangled, also from our album.
Sounds of disprove.
Disapprove.
No, we approve of the disprove. This is Damage. Brand new Eat Brain music. Big up.
Big up Disprove. Next up is Biomechanoid from Malsum featuring Counter-Strike on Algorithm.
This is Audica, Demon's Keep, on Meth Lab.
Demon's Keep.
After Spectrasoul have got a new release on their label. This one's called, this is from an EP too, this one's called AKA Yub. And it's very bouncy, very original, and very nice.
Yes.
We like.
For this week's listener submission, Midnight Run is the track. The producer's name is Molecular. We thank you for your submission.
Vibes.
Question time.
Question time.
First question from Prey. Do you know that's leek in Dutch? Do you actually make money from streaming services? How is it compared to direct sales from your website?
Well, I don't know the numbers for every streaming service and every sales service, but I do know that we get more revenue from Spotify than from iTunes on a whole. So that's a good thing, because people are paying for music. But I can't help but imagine what if all those people actually, you know, paid $10 for the whole album on iTunes. How much money would we then make? So it's better Spotify than nothing, but still, it's they pay like 10 cents to listen to our album indefinitely.
And how is it compared to direct sales from our website?
Well, those numbers we don't have, because our website has, since we've launched the album campaign, we got a new web store which works a lot better, and we've been directing a lot more people towards that. And we still have to crunch the numbers, basically, for the web store.
Yeah. So obviously, we make a bit more money when you buy our music than when you stream it. But when you stream it, we also make some money. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a question from Low Bounce. Can you guys share any techniques or tools for preserving transient info during final stage limit / clipping, your peak / average fire?
Well, one thing to keep in mind when you're doing final stage clipping is that clipping limiter responds best to very short sounds. The longer the sound, the uglier the distortion and more audible it'll be. So what I tend to do is try to keep the peaks that go into the clipping limiter very short. So those are generally things that are in the high end or in the mid, because if you're chucking stuff through there that's longer oscillations, so lower frequencies, then you'll get distortions you don't want. So you try to limit those a bit more gently beforehand, and then when they hit the final stage limiter, all that's left is small peaks from the very beginning of transient, so not longer than 15 milliseconds or something.
Awesome.
Okay.
Another question on Twitter. This is from Seb Between the Atoms. What kind of headphones do you use when you travel?
Well, I bought a pair of Bose noise cancelling headphones last year, and it's one of my favorite purchases of the last few years. I always wear it on planes, even though now on some airlines they make you take them off during takeoff and landing, which is a bit weird, I think, because it's exactly when there's most noise. But anyway, I'm very happy with those.
Which one do you have? The over-ear?
Yeah, ones, I have the big ones, and then you guys have the in-ear ones, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
also very happy with.
Yes, I actually wore them so much that I gave myself tinnitus, I think, from the silence that ensued in my ears.
And then, when we travel, we also tend to play DJ shows. So when we do, we use the Sennheiser standard, I think it's HD25 headphones. And we used to bring our Odysseys, LCD2s and LCD3s on the road, but they're very much studio tools more than road accessory thing.
They're open back, so if you're in a tour bus or something, you hear the engine like completely loud through the music. Yeah. They don't do any blocking. So.
And other people hear what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you need a nice, quiet environment, and then they work like a charm.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question, an interesting one about from SoundCloud from Hunter Day. Howdy, y'all. Would it be possible to make a Noisier Radio t-shirt available to buy?
Yes, that's a great idea. Actually, we were just talking about it after we read your question, and we don't really have a Noisier Radio logo, but we will come up with something, and we will try to put this into production, and thank you very much for your tip.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Noisier, when are you going to answer? And this is from Curve, who asked us before what kind of equipment we used for to record Noisier Radio and we didn't respond, so now we are responding.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty standard. We use Cubase as we do for producing music to record and to make the music mix. And then we have some Shure SM7B microphones that we are very happy with. And they all go into standard preamp and everything. We use standard headphones, AKG.
Yeah.
K242.
Yeah.
HD.
So nothing very special there, but yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
And of course, our good friend and colleague Frankie Posay is behind the controls of the Cubase, recording and
producing the show.
Yes. And if you wonder why in this episode there's more white noise on our voices than usual, it's because the window is open because it's very hot and there's some really nice rustling trees outside that produce a really beautiful white noise. So it's not technical, but it's actual acoustic white noise, which is awesome.
Very organic.
Thank you.
Alright.
Biodegradable white noise.
Yeah. Okay.
Was that everything?
No, we have one more question.
Oh.
From Marshall Holland. What is each of your favorite song on Outer Edges and why?
I actually should have thought of an answer before you asked the question, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know yet. Give me like 6 months and I'll have a favorite. Because I need to go away from all the songs for a while and then figure out what my favorite is.
Yeah, I've already had a couple of favorites over the last few months. I think it started with Voodoo, which is still, well, I mean, most of the tracks are my favorite, of course. But yeah, Voodoo was one that really jumped, that really stood out for me.
Cool.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna join Nick's team and just refrain from answering because it's not time yet for me to answer. So that was question time for the week. Thank you, everyone. Keep the questions coming as always.
Yeah, and don't be scared to just ask the same question twice if we haven't answered it 1 week. The questions that we collect for a question time are from one Twitter round of questions in SoundCloud and Facebook. So we update them every week, but we don't go over the older questions again.
Yeah.
So if your question hasn't been answered, please just ask us again. Or maybe take the hint if you've asked us a few times and we're not answering, because we obviously sometimes we don't want to answer.
This is a cool story, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So nice. This is really helpful. This is a guide to questions.
Oh.
And that brings us to the end of question time and into our segment of old stuff that we've never finished. This is something that was written as a demo for the DMC soundtrack, and it didn't make the cut.
Oh.
Yes, it is called Niet Echt Meer for DMC.mp3, which translates as not anymore.
Not really.
For DMC, really, .mp3.
Yeah.
Arguably, the classic of classics is actually kind of weird that we haven't played it yet. This is Bad Company with The Nine.
expand from that deep tar pit of dark drum and bassness to something very different and something we're really, really excited about.
Yeah, this is Felix Major Key on a brand new EP on Division, Various Artists number 3. And I've been playing this track and listening to it a lot. I really love this. Big up, Felix.
Noisy Radio.
Yes, and before we continue on into our usual weekly emotional goodbye speech, I want to congratulate Noisia on the fact that we signed a happy song for Division. It's not angry, it's not noisy, it's nice, summery, and happy, and I'm really happy with the song.
Yeah, also I want to congratulate us with the fact that we put out an album.
Yes, this is very nice.
So congratulations, guys, on releasing an album.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this special album episode, everybody.
Who are you talking? Are you still talking to Noisia?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to you guys. Thanks for listening, thanks. Guys.
No worries. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, pleasure.
So, also to our listeners, thank you for listening. And yeah, this is the last track of this week's episode, and it's also the last track on our album. It's sort of a remix of the intro. It's called The Approach Reprise. Yes.
Yes.